We're up to Simon Tofresh Mem. We start with Seif Zayin, and we're going to be learning Seif Zayin, Seif Ches tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, maybe even beyond that. We're going to be discussing the further halachas with regards to Shluchei Mitzvah, very important halachas, not only with regards to Hilchas Sukkah, but in fact it's a very important concept all over Shas. And we're going to be discussing also the important question in Mitzvah Hashem with regards to going on outings in Chol HaMoed. And the halachas with regards to going on outings where there is no sukkah available, is that okay? Is that okay? And what's the halachas with regards to that? We're going to be discussing that shortly, Mitz Hashem. We started talking about Shluchei Mitzvah in Seif Zayin. Let's just recap and add some points to that. Shluchei Mitzvah we learned in Seif Zayin, apotam in a sukkah. So Shluchei Mitzvah, apotam in a sukkah, they're exempt. Anybody who's on his way to do a mitzvah, literally, Shluchei Mitzvah, apotam in a sukkah, ben bayoyim, ben balayla, whether it's badeh or banayt, makes absolutely no difference. A shluch emetz apotem in the mitzvah. The examples that Rashi brings, which in fact are from the Rishonim, from Rashi, he says that shluch emetz akrin shoholich lag v'pnei rabbi, somebody is on his way to greet his teacher, his rabbi, or lilmoy toiru to learn toiru, on his way to learn toiru, live down shvirim, or to redeem prisoners. That's all examples that a person will be exempt from sukkah. Now let me ask you a question. When on a simchas beis hasheiva is a mitzvah as well. So let me ask you a question in the following way. Imagine somebody is a musician for Simchas Beis HaSheva. Okay, musician, he's doing, and imagine he's quite a popular one, and every single night he has different engagements that he's attending to do some music. And as he's going, surely he's fulfilling a mitzvah because he's enabling Yidden to be happy on Simchas Beis HaSheva. So the question is the following. Is he exempt from sukkah? He's doing a mitzvah he's playing keyboard. He's going to make people the Simchas Beis HaSheva. He's a musician. He's going every night, he's going somewhere else to... Is he exempt from traveling 2 hours each way? Does that mean he's exempt for?
Is he doing a mitzvah or is he enabling others?
Enabling others. You're saying that because he's enabling others, surely that exemption doesn't apply to him. Okay. Okay, but you think, is that true? Yeah, so what about... Yes, you're saying that since he's earning money... The point you're making, since he's earning money, is that what you're saying?
These examples we've had before, presumably a time where there was long journeys, it was difficult to go, you had to travel a long way, there was no sukkahs there. This guy's getting in his car for half an hour down the road, and then he's going to be somewhere where there's a sukkah, and he's going to... It's not the same.
Right. But we have to realize, although I appreciate your point, we have to realize that what is the reason why... Shluchei Mitzvah potur min hasukkah. What is the reason behind it? The reason is because he's oisik b'mitzvah potur min hamitzvah. He's engaged in doing a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, he's oisik, he busies himself with a mitzvah, he's potur min hamitzvah. So the question really should be, is he actively engaged in a mitzvah? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, then surely he should be exempt from the yeshiva sukkah. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's fine. So really the tircha that you are mentioning is not really such a key point. So, the emes is that over here we're touching on a point which I think I've mentioned once before, and the Bialocha pointed out over here, goes greater length elsewhere, but over here the Bialocha tells us a really important point, and that's really, really important, because whenever we come onto the subject, the topic of Oisek Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, a person is often doing mitzvahs. Is he always exempt from other mitzvahs? The answer is no, and often has to do with this Bialocha over here. The Bialocha says over here, Shluch HaMitzvah, he says, he brings the Tshuvas Ksav Sof, which is rare enough. He doesn't quote the Ksav Sof all that often. But over here, the Bialochem says the following, Shluch HaMitzvah, I am a Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, Simen Kuf Yutes. He brings a Ksav Sofer, the Davka Kshei Kuna LaHashem. This is only true that Shluch HaMitzvah are exempt from Mitzvah, if it's Kuna LaHashem, if it's completely for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'ein Bahano LaAtzmo, he doesn't benefit himself at all. Aval Beholech Bischa, if he's getting paid... And that's his main intention, that he's getting paid for that job. It may be a mitzvah, but that's not why he's doing it. He's not doing it for the mitzvah, he's doing it because he's getting something something else, and he was getting some financial reward for that. If that's his intention, lo nifter al yedizeh mitzvah sukkah. He's not exempt from mitzvah sukkah. We never say oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah if he's getting money out of it. If he's getting a wage, he's getting a financial reward for it. Without the rule of oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah does not apply. Which is an important rule. That means that here as well, if we're talking about shluch hametzah, pturim and shluch hametzah, according to the Ksav Sofer, the halacha will be, if a person is let's say a lawyer, and he knows how to get that fellow out of prison, because he's a solicitor, he knows what he's an expert in international law, and he knows how to get this fellow out of prison, that's why he's going abroad to get somebody out of prison, because he's a lawyer, he knows how to, and if he's getting at the end, he's going to get a 5-digit check afterwards, then he is, or is he not going to be exempt from mitzvah sukkah? I mean, you could argue that it's oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Surely he's doing a mitzvah, he's getting people out of prison. But the answer is, according to the Ksav Sofer, however great the mitzvah is that he's doing, ultimately, if his motive, if his agenda is the check that he's getting afterwards, the halacha will be, he's not exempt from mitzvah sukkah. Oisik mitzvah, but oisik potem in a mitzvah does not apply over here.
Is it dach v'schar, or could you argue that, so even someone going to see his rabbi, that he enjoys going there, he wants the covers,
Right, and that's an interesting question. That's a really interesting, what happens? That's a very interesting question. You're asking, what happens if it's not money that you're getting out of it, but you're getting something else out of it? Your agenda is not necessarily financial, but it's for honor, for respect. If people know that you are close to that particular individual, without love, without dying, now it's that, the cover you're getting out of it. That's an interesting question, and I must be honest, I don't know the answer to that. That's an interesting question. What do you think, Abba Isai? If you're not doing it for money, you're doing it for covet. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. I appreciate that your diuk from the Bialoch is very accurate, because it's Kudal Hashem is speaking about it. Yeah. No, it's very interesting.
But then he gives the example of Schar, which is not so sure.
It's a good question. It has to be thought about. It's a very good question. Right, okay, this is with regards to Oisik Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah, and that leads us to Ziv Ches. Holche Drochim Bayoim. Okay, now it's a slightly different topic, which is not Oisik Mitzvah. This is the Holche Drochim Bayoim. People who are in a journey by day, so if he's in a journey, if he's traveling, pturim min ha-sukkah. Somebody who's is traveling during the day, he's exempt from sukkah, beyoim, during the day. Vechayovim balayil, however, by night, where he's not traveling, he's obligated to be in a sukkah. Hoil chedrochim balayil, somebody is traveling by night, maybe because he wants his kids to sleep, so it's easier for him to travel when they're sleeping. Then pturim balayla, he'll be potu by night whilst he's traveling. V'chayom bayom, and when he's static, when he's not moving, then he's obligated to be in the sukkah. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. I'm going to see the Mishnah Berurah shortly again, but let's just see the basic idea. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lametes says the teishvu kein todurum rachmona. The Torah says teishvu, you should sit kein todur. Teishvu, you should sit kein todur. Amar rachmona, sukkah should be no different than on normal during the rest of the year. V'yaduot is well known. She adam dar beveisa, when a person is dressed of the year in his house, b'shaya mois hashana, when a person is in his house the rest of the year, einoy nimna, he doesn't refrain melin soya from traveling le'ezer inyan. He doesn't refrain from going for a certain purpose. U'miniach es beisun, he leaves his house. V'chenu adin besukkah, so also besukkah as well. Just as on the rest of the year, we sometimes travel, we sometimes have to go on business trips, we sometimes have other reason why we need to leave our house. So similarly also, a person is allowed to leave his house on sukkahs. That's not an exemption of oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. What's the reason over here? The reason is, you're allowed to leave your house. You're allowed to leave your house, even for 2 days. You're allowed to leave your house. You do that the rest of the year. So you can do that on sukkahs as well. Continues the Ramah. V'davke k'sheyuchlo limtzei sukkah. It's only true if you can find a sukkah. Avoli meinu moitzim sukkah. But if you can't find a sukkah at all, yuchlo leleilich ledakom av shelo yeshvu baloyum v'lai lailo. That we said that if you're traveling by day, you're exempt by day, but by night you need a sukkah. He said, that's only true, that by night you need a sukkah if you're going to a place where there's a sukkah. But if there's no sukkah at all, then you can't not by day. If you're going to for a business trip, can you give an example of a business trip somewhere there's no sukkah at all? Imagine somebody needs to a business trip somewhere there's no sukkah. Taiwan. Okay, you need to. You couldn't time it any different. You need to go to Taiwan. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you need to go there, and there's no sukkahs there. So it's true that the journey may have been during the day, but even by night you're not going to get a sukkah there, or whatever. So then you're going to be exempt by day and by night, because like the rest of the Yekshayim, the Gemara says that you're not going to refrain from going. Like the rest of the year, you're allowed to go out. In Chol HaMoed as well. You're going to be exempt both by day and by night. If there's no sukkah there, the Elul Asa Shom Dira. But you're not allowed to settle up. Okay. But now he gives an example. And it's an interesting example that the Rebbe brings. And we're going to be discussing that shortly. The example that he brings is the following. Bottom line. Somebody goes to villages. People are going to the villages to get their money, their debts. People owe him lots of money. And he needs to collect his debts. Maybe it's for a soigim or for dalet minim. I don't know why it's just now people are owing money. But he wants to get his money back. He needs people owing money. The enlam sukkah boson akfam is going to villages where there's no sukkahs. Then yachmiru al atzmom. Try if it's possible. Yachmiru al atzmom lo shel batayim b'chol laila lechol b'sukkah. If you're busy traveling to get your money, try to aim to be back by night. To be back at home by night, so you've got a sukkah. Try to get back on. About if you know to have supper in the sukkah, the lechol b'sukkah. The afgav the yeshlokel. Though really, if you can't make it, yeshlokel, there is room for leniency. Mikol makom nevertheless, a machmir. Somebody stringent tovol abrochem. So he's telling us the following: somebody who has got debts in villages nearby. Okay, where villages near London, near Edgware, which is like an hour or two's drive. Birmingham. Birmingham's a bit further than that of an eye drive, anyway. Yeah, it's not a village either, yeah. Yeah, okay, you're going to areas to collect some debts. There's no sukkahs there. So now, really, you're exempt. You're getting debts. You have to get this money. If you're not going to get it now, you're not going to get it later. You want to get your money. You're collecting your money that it's duly, you know, it's yours. If you're going there, but you should try to aim to be back on the M1, to be back aiming home, to make it back for supper. You should try to make it back. You can have supper in a sukkah at home. If, however, you can't make it, then you can eat outside the sukkah whilst you're still there.
So this whole thing means, if someone's travelling from London to Gateshead over Chol HaMoed, and they want to stop off for lunch, it's a long journey, they could stop off anywhere and have...
Holchei drochem are exempt b'yoim, potem in ha-sukkah b'yoim. However, yachmir al atzmaim if it's possible.
Is the machmir not going on someone to stop
these... The machmir is going on that if you can try to get a sukkah, says Mishneh Berurah, if Kol Memhei explains, Mikol Rakam Amachmi, says the Mishneh Berurah, the Kol Ze Beholich Mikfar Lekfar, this is if you're going from one village to another, Medina Enzorich Lahamti Melechol Adamach, Medina Enzorich Lahamti Melechol, Rakam Amachmi. You don't have to wait to eat. The waiting, the Chumah is to wait. You don't have to postpone your supper because you haven't got a sukkah. Aval b'shoy b'kfar echot shloisha abo yomim chayv medin la'asu shom sukkah. But if you're there going to be for 3 or 4 days, you have to make a sukkah, of course. If it's going to take you 3 or 4 days to squeeze the money out of them, you better make a sukkah there. It's going to take you 3 or 4 days. But the point of it is, the machmeh is, you don't have to delay your eating. If you normally eat at that time, you don't have to delay. But if you don't have, but if you, it's a chumah to wait and eat. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following shaila. And that's really, really relevant by all of us. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Time flies. Last week. Okay. Last week, Chol HaMoed outings. Is a person allowed to go out on Chol HaMoed, to leave in the morning? It's never that early. Yeah, it's never that early. But you want to leave and be out for the whole day. And I want to know, there's really two elements to the question. One question is, whilst you are out, are you allowed to eat a proper meal outside the sukkah? Maybe are you exempt? Or you may be oilech drochem that is exempt altogether from sukkah. Therefore, you'd be able to wash and have a meal outside the sukkah. Question number one. Question number two is even more extreme. Are you at all permitted to leave the sukkah? Maybe you haven't got an exemption at all to be out of the sukkah. Maybe you'd have to be in the, maybe you have to stay in the sukkah. Is an exempt? Are you entitled to go out of the sukkah for the purpose of an outing? Two questions: eating out eating and just being out of the sukkah. Two questions. Assuming that it's good weather, which may or not be relevant in London 2014. Yeah. Correct. Is there any heter for that? To go out. Okay, two questions. What's the answer, Zaboy said? What's your feelings about two questions? You're allowed to, based on what? It's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. Hoel chedrochim. It's considered hoel chedrochim.
Someone's going out, he's going out. The fact that he's going out somewhere, and there may or may not be a sukkah, the fact that Shulchan brings such a case where he's going somewhere, there may be a sukkah, there may not be a sukkah, proves he's not obligated to not go out just because there's no sukkah there.
Okay. Okay. Has everybody agreed to that? He's no different than somebody's collecting his debts. Now to go out on outing, permitted or not permitted? Permitted? Yeah, it's fun. Oh, once you're out, you are, but you might not be allowed to. Says, pardon? Does it matter how? Good question as well. Hours, 2 hours, you'll be back. Are you allowed to wash during those 2 hours? If you get hitting lunchtime in the middle, and you can feel it, you're hungry, allowed to wash outside the sukkah?
No.
No? What if you're out the whole day? You go to, and you want to get your money's worth. You're paying a fortune for these Warband Safari tickets. They're costing you more than you're earning in a whole week. And you want to get your money's worth. So are you allowed to eat there? You want to eat there? Are you allowed to eat there something beyond the snack that doesn't really get you very far? Yeah, allowed or not allowed? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Moshe, they say the following very interesting point. They say the following. We learned in Seif Gimel a very fascinating halacha. Seif Gimel, if you don't mind going back to page Kuf Zayin, in Seif Gimel, they bring a proof from the following. They say, Misha make his dam, it's the Ramah. The last few words of Seif Gimel. It says, Misha make his dam, somebody's blood letting, he's letting blood, which was done for health purposes. Letting blood, they felt that it was really healthy. Went for hundreds and hundreds of years, the medicine taught, conventional medicine was to do bloodletting. She make his dam, chayiv besukkah. So imagine that, somebody's doing his bloodletting. He's arguably a bit weak. And now he's a bit weak after, you know, letting blood out of your body. You're feeling weak. You're feeling hungry, thirsty, and weak and tired. You would have thought that maybe a person like that is surely exempt from the sukkah. Comes along the Ramah and he teaches us, Hamek is dam chayiv besukkah. Why is he chayiv besukkah? Why is Hamek is dam chayiv besukkah? Why? Why is he chayiv besukkah? So the Mefarshim explain that the reason is because why on earth did he do it now? Why did he do it on Chol HaMoed? Couldn't you wait a week? Couldn't you time it a week earlier? It's something which is obviously not talking about an emergency. It's not the kind of thing you do in the A&E. It's something you do in order to get to get back to strength type of thing. So he says that's what we're talking about over here. It's not an emergency type of A&E type of, it's the kind of thing you do just to, so you didn't have to time it now. Why are you doing the bloodletting just now? You timed it now. Well, if that's the case, you're putting yourself, that's how the emotion Rav Shlomo Zalman put it. You're putting yourself into a state of matz, of mitzvah, of exemption of sukkah. You're doing it now. Since you did it purposely, the exemption does not apply. Since you timed it in a way that you are now exempt, just during Chol HaMoed, you're putting yourself into a state of mitzvah, you timed it like that, the p'tur of mitzvah doesn't apply. Hence, says Moshe, he says, somebody's going on an outing, why are you going on an outing now in Chol HaMoed? Should have done it last week, could have done it next week, why are you going now? There's no difference, says Moshe, between the Hakadosh Dam case, which is Chayim Besukkah, and a person who's going on an outing. That's what he says. Now, there's one question which you're going to be asking me, which of course is that Ramah that we just learned now. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah gave a case. What was the case of the Ramah? The Ramah somebody's going to get his money, his debts. So Moshe says, over here we're learning, somebody's getting his money, he's allowed to do that. So Moshe says, yeah, because you're allowed to do that, because if you're not going to do it now, you're not going to see the money ever again. Do you know that kind of thing? If you're not getting the money now, you're not going to see it again. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. But then you had to time it to do it now. You had to get the money now. You had to go and travel around to get your money. But if you're just going for the fun of it, why doing it in Chol HaMoed? Do it the week before, do it the week after. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman is very machmir. And he says the heter does not apply. The heter of Hol Chedrochim does not apply at all in the presence of Chayiv B'Sukkah. That's Reb Moshe said, Reb Shlomo Zalman as well. What do you think Rabbi say about this? Oh, very good. So you are claiming a very strong taina. Well, when else can I do it? When I'm working 9 to 5 every day, when else am I supposed to go on an outing? What do you think about this taina, Rabbi Yisai?
Kids are
off school. It's the only time. So there's no other timing possible. There's no other. What do you think?
Yeah.
So the Taina said now, which is, I think is a very interesting Taina, a very interesting point. Now it's not, you can't say go last week, go next week, because there is no opportunity to go. So it's very similar. The Olim is telling that Moshe's Taina may be true, but it may not, the halachic application is not really relevant because we haven't got other opportunities. We can't just go out on outings other times. And this is very similar to Rav Eliashiv tying it back. Rav Eliashiv said, you can't ask going out on outings in the Chol HaMoed. You can't ask that, and surely the exemption of Hilchot Torchim does apply, says Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv over here is the Mekel. Rav Eliashiv says that's exactly what it means. Teshuva came to do. Normally, says Rav Eliashiv, if you have a day off, you're going to go out on an outing. If that's the opportunity. Now that's the opportunity you have now. Now it's the opportunity. Family and children are home. You have got time. You've got, everybody's excited. Everybody's looking forward. That's part of the Yom Tov. That's part of the Chol HaMoed. So that's Teshuva came to do. Like you're allowed to go. You'd normally go out. And so, during the rest of the year, you wouldn't refrain from going. So now you're allowed to go out. That's Rav Eliashiv's Taina. And therefore, Rav Eliashiv is actually Matir. There is an interesting case, which I think is a very strong tzad to be Mekel. Rav Moshe was asked a question years later after he wrote that tshuva. And he was asked an interesting shaila, which was the following. A person went for a week. That's what it sounds like from the tshuva. For just a week or just over a week, he went to Eretz Yisrael. You know, it sounds like it was a tshuva asked a bit. You know, a person was just going for just over a week to Eretz Yisrael for holidays, for Yom Tov. So he was there for the first days, for the last days, and Chol HaMoed in between. Now this individual, who was a shoyel, who was asking the question to Rav Moshe, he was saying that, I know, Rav Moshe, you're the one who asks us going on outings on Chol HaMoed. But over here, I am in a situation that I can't go before. I want to see a bit of Eretz Yisrael. I would love to see Eretz Yisrael. And that's the one self opportunity for me. Because before Yom Tov, I'm still in the States. And after Yom Tov, I'm traveling straight back to the States. If I want to see a bit of Eretz Yisrael beyond just the Beis Medrash and the shul and the home where I'm staying, if I want to see a bit beyond that, I have to do Chol HaMoed. Therefore, says the person asked, do I have to? Does really the exemption, does it really not apply over here of Hol Chedrochim? Or maybe I'm allowed to go out a little bit? And in that case, the Moshe is actually Maker. The Moshe says, if you really haven't got an opportunity, so like you would normally refrain from going out, you're allowed to go out now as well. And the Moshe is actually Maker in that particular case. So what does that teach us? No, he wouldn't go that far.
What was he saying?
He wouldn't go. Well, no.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the ptur of Hol Chedrochim as to whether it applies or not. So there is another element of Hol Chedrochim as well, that if you can get hold of a sukkah, you're right in essence that essentially it would go that far. It'd be a potu even that far. It'd be a potu from. You'd be actually allowed to eat outside of sukkah as well. However, we're learning that if it's not hard for you to wait and delay the meal, one should be machmir. So I'm holding after that. I'm saying that would surely apply as well. He said that Rav Eliashiv says you don't have to be machmir. You don't have to be machmir. You can certainly go out. There's no reason to be machmir on that. Yeah, correct. No, he doesn't go that far. Because one should still be machmir. Yeah. Okay. Some of it is brought down in 41, but I've expanded it a bit. Some of it is brought down there. Right. So the truth is that, to be very precise, that in essence they would say that you actually put it from that as well. They would even be matir that as well. But halacha l'maaseh, one can't, because one should be machmir to wait for eating until one should wait for eating. One should wait until actually one gets to the sukkah, as we learned in Mishneh Bosif Katan Mem Dalet. But
What about the travel? So you're going to, what did I say, 4 o'clock? So it's the whole day. So you mean, I know you should wait to eat. What about during the day?
So what do you think would be the halacha? What do you think? How would you take it?
We don't, right?
Well, normally it would be machmir based on this Mishneh Berurah. Based on this Rama, we would normally be machmir ideally, one should be machmir, as it says, tovra bocha. One should be machmir if you can not to eat something properly until delay the normal. Correct. Correct. That's normally what people do, I suppose.
Is that just on the journey itself, or
it would apply? No, it would apply there as well. Yes, it would apply there as well. Okay. Let's just do maybe start safe test. Shomrei Ir Beyoim. Shomrei Ir is the guards of the city. Guards of the city. People who are guarding the city. I remember those days there was a danger, and therefore there were guards protecting the city. Shomrei Ir Beyoim, Pturim Beyoim, they are exempt by day, v'chayovim b'laila, and are obligated by. Why is that? Who are the Shomrei Ir?
Security in Jerusalem.
Very good. I want to speak about that. I did want to speak about that. What about guards nowadays? Well, we have to see a bit of for that. But Shomrei Ir Beyoim, Pturim Beyoim, v'chayovim b'laila. Somebody is guarding the city by day, is obligated by day, and chayv by night. Shem ro'ir b'layla, the guards of the city by night are proto b'layla v'chayovim b'yoyim. Yeah, what did you want to say?
Certainly the Kotel was a problem in Sukkot.
Why is that?
For storms.
Ah, really? Did they, really?
Yeah, they had to seal the old area, the police and the...
Ah, really? So that's the danger does...
Before dawn, and sealed, because they knew they had the inside information they're going to...
Really? Right, so that's right. That's the shame. There would be, the soldiers would probably be considered shame here. Fine. We'll discuss it a little bit further tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, from Sif Tos, Sif Tes, and Sif Yud, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.